Earlier this month, a delegation of 9 South Dakota soybean farmers traveled to Mexico as part of a trade mission, an immersive look into one of our key export markets. Sisseton area farmer Mary Piotr was among them. She applied for the opportunity to gain a deeper understanding of the soybean supply chain.
When we deliver our grain to the elevators, we don't necessarily think about the next steps. We all know it goes somewhere, but it was really neat to see firsthand how it is being used and distributed down there.
The delegation toured one of Mexico's leading vertically integrated livestock operations, overseeing every step of animal production, from feed formulation through meat processing. They also stopped at a major grain handling hub owned by Bungie.
So you got to see firsthand the rail coming in and where they unload the cars and then bring it in into the shuttle station where they store the grain. And I believe they did corn flaking at that facility as well. So then kind of reverse of what we're used to here in the United States, where we're taking our corn to the elevators and leaving it there. We got to see the reverse side of that, where the trucks are lined up several deep to come into the facility and take the grain out of the facility and take it to see a feed mill that produces large amounts of feed for swine and beef, chickens.
The See for Yourself mission was made possible by the soybean checkoff. Piotr found the trade visit to be extremely informative, while also putting a face to U.S. soybean customers.
That is a vital part of the checkoff dollars, to be our eyes and ears on the street and facilitate these relationships and ultimately making Mexico and other markets want to buy our beans.
This informative program underscores the ongoing demand for high-quality U.S. soybeans and the importance of maintaining robust trade relations. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.